Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Alterna Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alterna Legal with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alterna Legal Podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alterna Legal Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
And we are back, and it is time for our artist spotlight of the week. And this week, we have one of my favorite bands. And you can tell they're one of my favorite bands because I think I've played them more on Alterna Legal than any other artist over these last 17 weeks, 20 weeks. It is Reina Tropical coming out of Los Angeles and Portland. We have Nectali and Fabi on the line right now. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing good.
Really good.
Yeah.
So this is a collaboration between a vocalist from Portland, or who's based in Portland, and a guitarist, and a producer here in Los Angeles, Sumo Hair. You guys have such a unique sound. Talk to me, just take to me the very beginning. How did you meet?
Go ahead, Sumo.
Yeah, so we met at Red Bull Music Academy, actually, which I believe Red Bull Music Academy is not around anymore, which was a privilege to have been part of this special program where they handpick, you know, different creatives, music makers from different parts of the U.S. and bring them together in a camp, and they have them meet up and make music and create. So this is where I met Fabi, and we hit it off the first night, the first day, went into the studio, recorded, and it's been it's been magic ever since.
Talk to me just about your friendship. You didn't meet like young growing up. You live in different cities. How do you guys relate to each other? Is it phone calls, text messages, emails?
I feel like we have a really funny relationship. I mean, like I am an only child, so like I kind of feel like Sumo's like my brother. And so in that sense, I feel like it's just like we don't really text. Like we don't, when we meet up, it's just immediately like, you know, a vibe. We don't have to necessarily talk anytime before meeting up. We usually meet up like every 3 to 6 months probably. Yeah. But you know, it's like we kind of like that kind of spontaneous like situation and just to like see what happens in that moment and just let that moment speak for itself, you know? So So yeah, we just make sure that it's sunny wherever we are.
So we are talking with Reina Tropical, our artist spotlight of the week. And before we get into the music, let's talk about the name, Reina Tropical. Your name is Fabi Reina, right? And I apologize for this because I've been going through this my entire life and I think it's an annoying question, but is Fabi Reina your real name?
It is Fabiola Reina, yeah.
And then Sumo, you always have had like a tropical vibe in what you do. I know that like Afro-Mexican music has been a big influence on you and Manu Chao. Talk to me about your background and how your history has influenced the sort of music you make.
Yeah, so you just basically nailed it. Manu Chao has been a huge inspiration to me. And when I decided to start making music, even like I actually met you and then I started making music. You were actually one of the people that encouraged me to make music. But, you know, I've been always obsessed with like world music, culture and sounds, you know, from the Amazon. The whole tropical package has always been something that's fascinated me a lot. So I always, whatever I make, it needs to have that tropical feel. And when me and her met, it was just like, was like the name, you know, it was perfect, you know, like, because Reina, actually it's her last name, but Reina without like looking at the grammatically how it's spelled, the Reina is also queen in Spanish, you know. So it's like tropical queen, and it was like perfect. We didn't think about the name for so long. It just kind of happened.
It was maybe one of the first things that came to mind. Like, we were in the studio, we were playing, we were just recording all night, and I feel like the name came before the thought of starting a band, you know?
Mm-hmm. And effortless is one of the ways that I would describe your music. You guys sound so just comfortable and unforced in what you guys do. And one of my favorite parts about your songs are the little vocal banters between the vocalist and the producer when you guys are just saying like, okay, we're going to get ready now in a second. You know, you guys just sound as though you've known each other for millions of years already.
Yeah. That's nice.
So we are talking with Reina Tropical, and we are going to start off right here with their new song, Encerrada, featuring Y La Bamba. That is Reina Tropical with Encerrada, their collaboration with Y La Bamba. So that's your guys' newest track. Tell me how you connected with Y La Bamba.
Well, I live in Portland, Oregon, and Y La Bamba is a staple of Portland, Oregon, you know, and so I think especially like with the community here of Black and Brown musicians and creatives, like we stick together and we work with each other and we support each other. And so we've always been, for the last 10 years or something, been in each other's orbits and collaborated in one way or another. But this is the first time that we've actually created like a sort of a song together.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that you're originally from Austin, right?
Yeah, I was raised part of the way in Austin, but also the border of Texas and Reynosa, Mexico.
And so how did you get connected to Portland?
Honestly, I started playing the guitar when I was 9, my mom drove me up to Portland because she took me to the Girls Rock Camp here in Portland. Mm. So I kind of like cultivated this beautiful community of women musicians here when I was a teenager. And as soon as I graduated high school, I was like, I have to go back, you know, I have to be there. So I've been living here since I was 17.
And so tell me about that rock camp. What was that experience like?
It was the first time that I was able to really like see myself as a guitarist and be surrounded by sort of role models who were women of color, who were Latina, who were Black, you know, and just seeing that representation, I feel like redirected my whole life into being a musician and being an activist and organizing, you know, and just kind of like being myself.
And in addition to your work as a musician, you are also a publisher. You have a magazine called She Shreds, which is celebrating its 7th year right now. Tell me about the magazine.
Yeah, She Shreds is a media company dedicated to spotlighting women guitarists and bassists. So really, I feel like at the core of it, it's actually such a complicated thing, you know, because we do a lot. Like, it's like women. And like those communities are so complicated and they're so multifaceted, and that's what we showcase. But at its core, it's just a community of women and non-binary musicians from all around the world kind of like supporting each other. And it's like a culture house for it. Yeah.
That's beautiful. We are talking with Reina Tropical right now, who are in Portland collaborating on new music. And they just released the last song that we listened to, Encerrada, with Hila Bamba. And before that, you guys put out this track, Dolor, which I find so beautiful. And your lyrics are so subtle. I want to talk to you, Fabi, about how do you write the lyrics? Do you write them to the music? Are these poems? Are these dreams? Are these, you know, is it Microsoft Word documents? Like, how do you actually do this?
I think the way that Sumo and I met was it's such perfect timing. And I think time and place is a really big theme in how we make music. But like for me and how I play guitar in Reina Tropical is very intuitive. It's very instinctual. You know, it's really like I learn about myself and my ancestry and like things that I didn't know about myself through what comes out in the moment of us creating. And for Dolor, I was just really trying to like hone in and connect. Every time I'm creating words, it's always in the moment. I don't write in a journal ever. My thoughts stay to myself until I write music. And so for me, like Dolor was just documenting like that moment in time. Whoever was speaking, you know, it's not necessarily my experience. It's just something that I was feeling from somewhere at some point in time.
This is the new track from Reina Tropical, Dolor, right here on Alternalido. That was Dolor from Reina Tropical, our artist spotlight of the week. And we are here talking with Sumo Hare and Fabi Reina. And so you guys both have, you're a duo, it's a collaboration. You both have your side projects. And one of the things that I've been enjoying now that I've been stuck at the home, can't go out and dance in the club, has been Papaya Club. Sumo, tell me about your visuals, your crew, and the DJ side of things.
Yeah, so La Papaya Club was an idea that we already had before the pandemic started. We wanted to somehow work our way into like becoming a nonprofit, but obviously it's not as easy as what it sounds. So we wanted to find a connection between raising money for marginalized communities and incorporating our musical skills. You know, Eddie, who's part of Quitapenas, Buyepongo and Yanga, he's part of La Papaya Club. Ellie has a band, also has a couple parties. So we're all music makers that at one point, you know, wanted to stand for the same cause, which is raise money for different marginalized communities. And that's how La Papaya Club happened. We started the campaign at the beginning of the month and at the end of the month. And and we do like a big party at the end of the month. And that's when we like really ask, you know, the people who are donating or want to donate to stop by and catch our sets. So as of right now, it's a virtual party, but we're hoping that very soon it becomes an actual physical party. But that
and
is
in addition to the music, which is always awesome, the visuals are really great. And you do the visuals, right? Talk to me about your work as a visual artist.
Yeah, I do the video artwork. I've always been fascinated by visuals and basically collaging things and making them move. And so I cut up everything, put it in After Effects, and begin to just animate things and move it around. And everything that I do, whether it's Sumo Hair, Reina Tropical, or La Papaya Club, you'll see the pattern there of these visuals that I think are a big representation of the kind of music that, you know, is pushed.
And your artist name is Sumo Hair, which is a reference back to how I originally met you, is that you are an amazingly talented, probably in the top two of all time that I have ever worked with, hairstylist. Talk to me about your background in that world.
Well, yeah, so I really wanted to draw and paint right out of high school, but, you know, growing up, I grew up in a household where, you know, my parents were so strict, and they're like, no, you got to get a job, a real job that's going to make you money, because art wasn't that thing. And so I enrolled in hair school, went to hair school, apprenticed, and then I moved around. You know, I traveled doing hair and then doing education for these salons. I taught people how to do hair. I've been able to meet like really cool people because of hair. And it's something that I still love to do. But when I decided to make music, I kind of like stepped away from it. I still get my hands in hair. But it's something that, you know, I still love. Yeah. And hair has always been a part of my life ever since I started.
Oh, is that why your hair looks so good, Fabi?
It is. Aside from a bandmate, I have a personal hairstylist too.
So now we're talking about side projects. So I also want to talk to you about Sávila. Sávila, yeah, is your other project that you work on. Tell me about Sávila.
Sávila is like, I think the best way that I can describe it is like, we call our genre like ancestral club music made by our ancestors for the club. And it's that, you know, it's like, it's just kind of like, it's like kind of folk, like really roots, like land music, but it's like, you want to hear it in the club and you want to dance, and you know, it's not necessarily cumbia and it's not necessarily R&B, but it comes from like our Latin heritage, and it comes from like being Mexicans and, but like the Mexican earth, you know? And so I personally play guitar and synth, and that's it. And I don't sing, you know, so I sort of am more of like the song structure in that band.
And so collaboration is really kind of one of the things that I see as a common thread between your connection and both of your separate projects. You know, you guys are both people who just seem to like working with other creative people.
Yeah, it's, for me, that's the way. That's the only way.
So we are talking with Reina Tropical, and we're out of time. I would love to keep talking to you guys forever, but just before we go, I have a question, just because I'm so confused and curious about your collaboration, Etumer, the Solar remix. This song is awesome. Marlon Fuentes played it during La Visita here on the show a couple of weeks ago when we had the Grammy episode, and I didn't know where it came. It seemed so surprising to me, and I try to pay attention to you guys. So tell me about this song.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So you know, we've always wanted to make that connection with Europe. We've been wanting to collaborate with European artists, and I think that, you know, and she can tell you the whole story about how did this really happen. But I think that when we saw the opportunity there, we were like, that would be cool. It would be dope for Reina Tropical to have a French collaboration, and to have Spanish and French lyrics in the track. You know, our style, which is very like upbeat, jump up, tropical vibes. And and so, yeah, that's what happened. But
yeah, I guess, the only thing I'm going to add is that, like, something that we like to do, whether it's our music, whether it's someone else's music, whatever, in any collaboration, is to, like, just think outside of any genre, you know, like we're put in this maybe bubble of world or Latinx or whatever. Maybe you have this idea of what that sounds like, but maybe, but like, I think we like the challenge and the obstacle of like, what does a French, like tropical, like Mexican song sound like, you know? And I think that's maybe what we look for in collaborations is like, how can we make a something that feels fresh and new and exciting?
So this is going to be my last question. And Sumo, I already know some of what you might say, so I'm just going to get these out the way. I'm going to ask you guys about your childhood memories of music in the house, and then also your influences. And so just Sumo, don't even bring up Uproot Andy or Captain Planet or Manu Chao, all right? You got to go deeper than that with me, because you and me, you know, we friends. But yeah, childhood memories or just people who have influenced your creative style.
Oh, man. That's a good one. I mean, people are always asking me that, and people are especially always asking me, like, who are, like, women influences, but I guess, you know, I always have to be real, and, like, I'm not that influenced by people. Like, I'm not that influenced by people. I'm more influenced by experiences, and I'm more influenced by, like, my presence with, like, nature and air and wind and water, you know, and that really, really, that can have such a huge effect on me that it can totally transfer me into a new direction in my life. Like, I think that subconsciously my interactions with people, you know, shape me as a person and my personality, but my influences in music, it's more so like a nature and an environment thing.
So then let's get into specifics. What are some of the hikes or mountains or rivers that you live near that you think are particularly beautiful that other people, when they're passing through Portland, maybe should visit?
Oh man, the Eastern Desert in Oregon is so magical. There's the Deschutes River. There's just go to Eastern Oregon. Just drive through Eastern Oregon, whatever that means, you know, just find a road, drive through it, and you'll just be like, wow, this is insane. So yeah.
All right, Sumo, you better dig deep.
Well, you know, like more than having specific name of like, you know, an artist or a band that has influenced me, I think you know, I just growing up in a household where my parents were really strict and very religious, I didn't have the regular teenage years. I wasn't allowed to go out and hang out with friends during the weekend. So I would just, you know, be stuck in my room listening to the radio, you know. So whatever was happening at the time that I was, you know, playing or growing up was a huge influence. I mean, the list of genres goes on, but I think I just saturating myself in music those years, I think has led me to become so obsessed with music today. And I, you know, being in love with music so much where like, now I don't really think about it anymore. I just make because the inspiration is there, you know, like it's just falling in love with music in general. You know, I think that has been that one thing that I can pinpoint as far as inspiration.
Well, that love for music comes across so clearly for both of you. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to do this interview. You guys are one of the few bands where if I hit you up and you said, hey, we don't have any guest list left, I would just buy the ticket. I would be so excited to see what you guys do next that I'm just fanboy front row. You guys are great. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you so much, Sumo.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalito podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.